Chapter 25. The Imperial Shuttle's 10-hour journey from Reaver Station back to Jagani Port gave Tefith plenty of time to think about her deal with Theron. She wasn't entirely sure what had happened, but the basic details were clear. Theron and the weird-looking Jedi were trying something crazy and foolish, and if she didn't deliver her message to Grandmaster Satil Shan, a lot of people were going to die. She tried to tell herself she didn't really care what happened to a bunch of people she'd never met. But during the long flight, her mind kept conjuring up images of orbital cities and ruins. The bodies of men, women, and children scattered among the wreckage. She'd seen plenty of pictures of death and destruction on the holovids and never given them a second thought. But this was different. Those people were already dead. There was no point worrying about them. The ones on Duro were still alive.
No profit for us in letting them die, she thought,
reminding herself why she was really doing this. Theron had promised her a big fat payday when this was all over, and it wasn't like she was taking any real risk. Agreeing to the job had actually gotten her off Reaver Station before the Jedi and Theron pulled off whatever crazy stunt they were planning.
Only risk is if Theron doesn't make it, she thought.
She realized the thought of him dying on Reaver Station actually bothered her more than thinking of all the nameless victims on Duro. Try as she might, she couldn't convince herself it was entirely because he wouldn't be able to pay her. She slept for a few hours, letting the shuttle's autopilot navigate through hyperspace. She dreamed of Nagani Jo, the crazy old Jedi who'd thrown himself in front of a blaster bolt meant for her, sacrificing his life for her own. But she didn't dream of their time together or his death. In her dreams, it was like the old man had never left. Tefith was on the Imperial shuttle, heading back to Jagani. Nagani Jo was sitting in the seat beside her. His scraggly gray hair and bushy eyebrows were wild and disheveled. Looking at him, it wouldn't be hard to imagine he had never owned a comb in his life. He wore an old Jedi robe, wrinkled and stained, with the hood thrown back. There were several charred holes in his chest where the blasters had ripped through him, but his blue eyes were sharp and bright.
I expected better from you, Tefith, he said. You think I gave up my life just so you could keep on working for the Black Sun?
Work for old Tian Brotherhood now.
That's not the point.
Big things ahead for us.
At least we agree on that.
Why did you save us?
A beep from the autopilot alerting her that they were preparing to drop out of hyperspace startled her awake before the man in her dream could give her an answer.
Stupid Jedi,
Tefith muttered as she switched the shuttle over to manual control. She dropped from hyperspace in the Decebro system, charted a course for the shuttle to bring her into Jagani Port, then opened a holochannel.
Welcome back, sunshine,
Gorbitch said once the holo was connected.
Quick turnaround. I guess everything must have gone real smooth.
Not smooth. Left Jedi and Theron at Reaver Station.
Gorbitch chuckled.
Sounds like a good story. Lay it on me.
Not overcome, Channels. Meet us at Jedi's fancy shuttle. You move it?
Nah, it's still in the hangar at Jagani Port. How long till you get there?
30 minutes,
she said, flicking off the holo so she wouldn't have to deal with Gorbitch for 1 second longer than absolutely necessary.